Mitch Finley, 106.7 The Fan. We are going to make a little bit of time for baseball today as we get towards the end of the season. Got to know who's playing for what. The Nats are out of it, but there's plenty going on out there. Our guy B is going to join us at 12:45. Right now on the BetQL guest line, Ralph Vacchiano joins us from Fox Sports, covers the whole NFC East. Ralph, what's up, man? How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Doing well, man. Doing well. So thank you for making some time for us. Forgive me, I didn't see you if you were there. Did you come to Commanders Giants on Sunday as the first NFC East game of the year?
No, I did not. I haven't seen the Commanders in person yet. I've seen the film of both of their games, but haven't gotten down to the stadium.
Gotcha. Well, you missed a real barn burner, let me tell you. But what do you make of Jaden Daniels now? As somebody who's seen a lot of quarterbacks in this league, in this division, what do you think of the impressive rookie?
Well, I think he's been impressive. You know, he's obviously got all the tools. He can move. He can throw. He's got a strong arm. And he looks, you know, what I always look for when I'm looking at a rookie quarterback, first-year quarterback, is their composure. You know, are they panicking when decisions have to be made? Is he running when he probably shouldn't be running? Is he, you know, are his passes shaky, you know, or does it, do they look strong and on target? And he checks all the boxes. You know, I'm sure there are plays in there where his head is spinning a little bit, and I'm sure if I had the plays in front of me, I'd know that he made the wrong throw here or there. But for the most part, there's nothing obvious that jumps out. There doesn't look to be any panic. Everything, he just looks like he's under control, which really to me is the most important part, because he's going to have ups and downs. You know, when you get a guy who just looks like he's not a fit, you know, that's where you start to worry. But, you know, he's a guy who I think as he grasps the offense and he grows, he's showing the signs that he's going to be really good.
He really is. He's been impressive. To not have any turnovers through two games for a rookie quarterback stands out to me. Elsewhere, though, with this Commanders team, the defense has been probably worse than I expected. What were your expectations for Dan Quinn-led team coming in, and then kind of what the performance has been so far?
Well, yeah, I think, look, Dan Quinn's a terrific defensive mind, right? So you would anticipate that the defense would be strong at some point. You know, I think with the problem with the rest of the team for the Commanders is they don't have the personnel. You know, they didn't bring in stars. They brought in capable guys. You know, I don't want to denigrate any of the guys they brought in. They're good NFL players, but most of them are not top of the line type of NFL players. So I sort of looked at the roster and thought, okay, some of the operations are going to be shaky. The defense, you know, might be a little shakier than, you know, Dan Quinn would like. And hopefully over time, the scheme will, you know, sort of take care of that and the personnel will change. The offensive line figured to have some issues, but there were enough players around where they could stay in games. They could give Jaden Daniels the support that he needed, because that to me is really everything. You know, if Jaden Daniels doesn't grow and become a guy who's a viable starter, there's not a short-term future for this team. So if he does, a lot of the guys they have now are probably not going to be on the roster when they start competing for the playoffs. So, you know, I don't panic too much about what I see with the rest of the team, but, you know, I think it's a heavy lift for them to become a playoff team in his first year, because I think that I do think they have some personnel shortcomings compared to some of the rest of the teams in the division and the conference.
Talking with Ralph Vacchiano here from Fox Sports. You can check him out at Ralph Vacchiano on X, VACCHIANO. Let's zoom out from the Commanders, because I know you're covering the whole NFL. And elsewhere in the NFC East, I mean, it's kind of remarkable. Everybody's one of, I guess the Giants are 0-2. Everybody else is 1-1.
Yeah.
And only Washington's coming off a win. The Cowboys got blown out at home by the Saints. Eagles completely choked away a dub on Monday Night Football against the Falcons. What chair is hottest? Cowboys, Eagles, Giants?
Oh, that's a good question. They're all pretty burning at the moment. You know, probably the Giants, only because there are jobs really at stake right now there. You know, they're 0-2. Brian Daboll was probably in trouble heading into the season. Daniel Jones obviously is on shaky ground. If this season goes wrong, you know, he'll be benched at some point because they don't want to pay his injury guarantees. So, you know, you get to 0-3. The reality is, I know there's 14 games left, but they're 0-3 for almost everybody. The season's over. You know, it's a heroic lift to get out of that hole and somehow make the playoffs. So for the Giants, if they don't turn it around right now, all of the questions are going to turn to Brian Daboll's future. When does Drew Lock play for Daniel Jones? And it's going to set the tone for a season that's probably miserable already. The other guys, you know, in Philadelphia and Dallas, I think there's still confidence that they'll turn it around. I think those are good teams in general. So their pressure is just a little bit different. It's why aren't you playing up to expectations? You know, the Cowboys, they could be 1-2 after this weekend. You know, because they're playing the Ravens, which are, you know, they're a desperate team in their own right. So,
right.
You know, there's a feeling that, you know, there's going to be some panic if they fall to 1-2. Same if the Eagles somehow fall to 1-2. But I think there's still a feeling of strength in those cities that, okay, these teams are good. They'll at least get to the playoffs somehow. But, you know, for the Giants, you know, they're 60 minutes from it being over.
Dude, do you actually – so I actually took a look at the Giants staff. There's nobody obvious to promote if you were to make an in-season change there. Like, do you think they would can Daboll in-season? Or do you think it's more about going to Lock and just kind of hitting the reset button and everybody knows it's over?
Yeah, I don't think there's any way they would fire him in-season. It's something that, in general, the Giants don't do. They did do it once in my time covering them with Ben McAdoo. It had sort of a perfect storm that was in part because he had benched Eli Manning, which was a big firestorm in New York, obviously, after his record streak. And also they had a guy, Steve Spagnuolo, as their defensive coordinator. They really liked him. They wanted to give him a few games to sort of show what he could do as a head coach. So, you know, you're right. There's nobody on staff that is an obvious guy to promote. You know, I think they would look outside. I mean, look, even the general manager could be in a little bit of trouble, though I don't think so. But they would look outside, and they're not going to, you know, unless it becomes a circus, unless they just decide, you know, Brian Daboll's gotten so bad that they can't handle it anymore, they need somebody else, my guess would be any move would be after the year's over.
Dude, looking at that schedule, they're at Cleveland, Dallas next week, at Seattle, then Cincy, then Philly. I mean, they're probably not favored in another game until the Commanders go up there in November.
Yeah. It's true. I mean, that Washington game was big for them. And you know, of all their opponents in the first half of the season, that probably was the one most people would have flagged as the most beatable. And the fact that they didn't is really, really worrisome for this team.
For sure. With Philly, are you surprised – Bryce Huff's giving them nothing. They gave him 50 mil. They're just, I mean, Kirk against Pittsburgh was pushed off his spot all day, knocked around, right? Kirk against Philly seemed really pretty comfortable in the pocket. There was the one sack, but that seemed like a miscommunication on the offensive line. Are you surprised how little rush the Eagles front is getting?
Yeah, I'm actually stunned by that. You know, I watched Bryce Huff a lot with the Jets up here in New York, and, you know, I didn't think he was necessarily a three-down player, which is what the Eagles were saying. I thought he had some limitations in his run defense, but, you know, worth a try. Give him a shot at it. But the pass rush was his specialty, and, you know, I don't have a good sense right now of whether it's him or whether it's the way he's being used, but certainly I would have expected more out of him than what they've got. And, you know, they've got good players up there, you know. Sweat and Carter and Davis, you know, some big guys and who have shown in the past that they can push the pocket and get to the quarterback. I know they're missing Hassan Reddick, and I know that that's a huge deal. And, you know, I know all the reasons why they traded him away. Obviously, we're seeing that now in his holdout with the Jets. But they're missing him. There's no doubt about it. And maybe he had more of an effect on the other guys than I thought, but I really thought they had enough left behind to continually and consistently push the pocket, and they're just not doing it at all. That's going to be a real problem for their defense because the secondary was the part that concerned everybody. And, you know, if they're not getting any help up front, that secondary really could be exposed before long.
Last one, Ralph, and we'll get out of the NFC East. You buy the Saints? You believe what they're doing?
You know, I believe they're not bad. I don't believe that they're suddenly a Super Bowl contender. And you know, that might be a me problem more than a them problem, because I'm not sure I buy Derek Carr as being, you know, suddenly a guy that can carry a team to a Super Bowl. I'm not sure I buy Alvin Kamara still being the kind of weapon he seemed to be against Dallas last weekend with his, was it 4 touchdowns? You know, I think they were good, though. They were, you know, 9-8 last year. I think they won 4 of their last 5. Yep. They've got pieces to be a good 9-10 win team. But, you know, beyond that, are you looking at a team that's a threat to win the NFC? Probably not, unless the NFC is a lot more wide open than I think. And, you know, who knows? Tampa Bay won a playoff game last year. I didn't expect that. So stranger things can happen. But I guess my short answer is I think the Saints are good, but probably not as good as we've seen the last 2 weeks.
I agree with you. I wonder if Tampa is legit, though. Hey, Ralph, thank you for the time, man. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure. Anytime.
All right. Ralph Vacchiano, Fox Sports. Give him a follow at Ralph Vacchiano.